Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondra is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondra.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And I just returned from Dallas, Texas. I was at the annual American Academy of Ozone Therapy meeting. It was a wonderful meeting. Doctors from all over the world were there presenting interesting information about ozone and oxidative treatments. I was honored to have been asked to present report on ozone in the treatment of eye disease. It was very well received, and it was a phenomenal meeting, and I'll be talking more about what I learned at this meeting in my next newsletter, so you might want to sign up for my newsletter. It's very simple. Just go to www.healingtheeye, and that's all one word, healing.com. Or if you have trouble getting a connection or getting online, give the office a call at 800-430-9328. But oxidative therapies are a very big part of restoring your lost vision and improving your eyesight. But there's another aspect that can work miracles with your eye to improve your vision and health, and that is microcurrent and other electrical therapies, including the pulse electromagnetic field, which I've spoken previously on Healthy Vision. But I'm really delighted to have one of the top engineers in terms of research of this new technology, Tim Smith. And Tim was one of the engineers that worked on sending the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back. So his technical knowledge and his knowledge of electrical engineering is just phenomenal. And Tim, it's so great to have you on Healthy Vision.
Well, Ed, thank you for the introduction, and I can say that I've been an engineer now for over 45 years, and throughout my whole career, I've been blessed with the ability to innovate products that actually impact and change the world. Those first chips that went to the Apollo and went to the moon and back is a fairly proud moment in my history. Later, I designed a family of chips that was used in the space shuttle, all of the modern U.S. aircraft in the military, and for about 20 years were used in every computer designed or built. That's from about 1975 to 1995. So I can say that my chips were used to build the first Apple or the first PC and numerous other things. So God has blessed me with that talent, and I'm so thankful for that.
There's so many people that are really grateful for your remarkable achievements and innovations, especially in the area now in healthcare, in helping the thousands of people that have chronic pain who are not responding to traditional painkillers and traditional medical treatments. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how you got interested in developing instruments for pain, and how did that lead to the development of your company and some of the equipment and technology that you're using right now?
Okay. About 10 years ago, I was introduced to some scientists from Eastern Europe and Russia that had been working on microcurrent devices to accelerate healing and manage pain. And there were two things that I learned that just kind of like caught me and addicted me to this whole subject. One was that you could use electrical signals to stimulate the body to make natural painkillers almost as strong as morphine, and people could use this and avoid having to take the very addictive drugs that have screwed up so many people's lives. That was a major motivation. And secondly, the idea that you could use electrical signals to change blood circulation and improve the situation with diabetics and their feet problems. And I was told that in Russia, more than 10,000 feet a year were saved from amputation using microcurrent technology. So that kind of fascinated me. And I had always known that the body was managed by electrical signals, but I never really realized to what extent it was managed by electrical signals. And these signals are all microcurrents. They're all little pulses. They run through your A fibers, B fibers, and C fibers, but they also run through the connective tissue matrix of your body. So it's just a really fascinating thing, and the more I learn, the more I realize that as we discover more about this, we'll be able to create devices that specifically address problems like carpal tunnel syndrome, or I've already mentioned the Russians working on the diabetic foot disorders. It was a real interesting situation at your clinic to see microcurrent used to help with your treatment of eyes that needed to be healed. That combined with the ozone treatment and the pulse electromagnetic. So what I kind of have a vision in my mind is that the body sends these signals around to let every cell in your body communicate with every other cell. And so when some of them are off and maybe what their problem is, they don't have enough charge in them, so they need more electrons, well, that's the way to get it in there. And I believe that as we do more research on this, we're going to find that not only can we make the statement that the technology helps with pain, or that it helps with improving range of motion, or accelerates healing, we're going to find that it can affect all sorts of clinical problems, but it'll take a lot of research before we get the data to be able to make these claims. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm just really curious, Ben. You know, the Russians are well known for their advances in using electricity for healing. I guess it dates back to the time of Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how did you arrange that meeting, or how did you get involved in uncovering some of the Russian technology? I think that's an interesting story.
Yes, well, I had been working with an investment banker to raise capital for my company at the time, and this investment banker came to me and says, Tim, I got some people to introduce you to, if you don't mind, that are looking at how to further advance electrostimulation technology for healing and pain management. So I agreed to be introduced, and then it didn't take long at all for these people to get me infatuated with the technology. Now, you just
and
mentioned
I think that early technology was wasn't that called the Scanar?
Yes,
and the Russian device.
Yes, they started developing that technology, according to what they claimed, in the 1970s. Here's something else that's interesting. I have found a box that contained the electronics to produce the same kind of signals as Scanar that was patented in the 1880s, and the box I found was actually built in 1892, and it puts out signals that are a precursor to the technology that the Russians are using. So this is not really new.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, we're coming up to another break. Well, actually, our first break, and you're listening to Healthy Vision. And my guest is Tim Smith, a brilliant electrical engineer. His company called Avazia is developing top-of-the-line microcurrent devices for the treatment of pain and much, much more. And if you are interested in learning more about Avazia, we are having a training session at our new Florida Wellness Center. And this training session is for doctors, practitioners, or patients. If you're interested in learning more about the best application of the Avazia microcurrent machine, if you have chronic pain and you're interested in finding a solution, this is a great opportunity for you. The seminar and workshop is going to be held May 11th and 12th. And that's at the Florida Wellness Center. Nutrition includes all of your meals. It's a very healthy organic meal. It's a very relaxing setting. And if you are interested, give the office a call, 800-430-9328. Once again, that's 800-430-9328. And I hope to see you at the Avazia Level 1 training. So this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and Tim Smith and I will be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Can changing your voice change your health and vision? Homeopathic doctors have observed an emotional component that is the cause or contributing factor to disease. This emotion is linked to your voice. There are now methods of analyzing and changing tones in your voice that are linked to disease. As you speak, your voice carries the energy and your perception of the world. Voice reframing is a technique that facilitates a different view of your perception and can help improve your health. The primary feedback comes from changing your voice. EVOX perception reframing is a technique to change these old perceptions that may be causing you to be stuck and damaging your health. We are offering 3 days of EVOX perception reframing at the Florida Wellness Center at a 50% discount for the first 10 callers. Call 800-430-9328. Yes, that's a savings of $225. Call now to see if you qualify. This discount is limited to only the first 10 callers. EVOX voice reframing is a technique that can help improve your health. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Get the lead out. We are waking up to the fact that we are born with 1,000 times more lead in our bones than was present 700 years ago. It is adversely affecting your eyes, vision, and your brain and memory. Elevated lead is contributing to cataracts, macular degeneration, and many neurological problems. Dr. Kondrat's new Ocular Detox is a complete detox formula to help remove heavy metals and improve your vision and neurological health. How do you determine if you have lead? The 6-hour urine test is the best way to determine if you have heavy metals. This test is essential to determine your body's toxic load. We are offering a special on Dr. Kondrat's Ocular Detox formula and the 6-hour urine test for heavy metals. Call now and you will save 20% on both the urine test and Dr. Kondrat's Ocular Detox formula. Call now at 800-430-9328. Begin to take this step to improve your health and vision. Get the lead out now. 800-430-9328.
She has been to the edge of insanity and back, but her spirit brought her to a place of peacefulness and joy. Now Carolyn Bookout blends her background of business management, science, and the arts toward a mission of helping you with your career and personal development. If you are at the edge, take a leap of faith. Call Carolyn at 540-786-4455. That's 540-786-4455, or visit backdoorgallery.org. Backdoorgallery.org.
Hey everyone, it's Edward Woodson inviting you to tune in to the Edward Woodson Show with me, your host, Edward Woodson. We'll talk business, politics, and the things that really make you mad.
Catch the Edward Woodson Show weekdays from 5 to 6 a.m. only on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I'm Edward Woodson, and I'm so mad!
Log on and listen live, 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Tim Smith, the engineer who helped guide the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back, And he's also the founder and president of Avazia, an unbelievable micro current company who has developed and is continuing to develop state-of-the-art instruments. So, Tim, I heard stories that the original Skaynar was developed. The top scientist in the Soviet Union was given the project to develop an instrument that could replace a hospital and pharmacy in space. That was their task. And, of course, a lot of this information was considered top secret. They certainly wanted to keep it away from us during the Cold War. So I'm just curious about how you got some of your early programs and modes that mimic the Skaynar technology.
Okay. Our initial interest in starting the company was to develop a set of products that would be really easy to use at home. So we wanted to put operating modes within the device that a user selected just by punching a button, and all of the mystery and science behind the signals were embedded in computers that were in the product. And the user simply had to turn the device on and off, increase the power, decrease the power, or change the channel. And that was pretty successful. So then it came down, if I'm going to put four modes in a device, what are the four modes? So it dawned on me, well, why don't I ask the Russian scientists that invented Skaynar what their most popular modes are? But realizing that they may consider this to be proprietary or secretive or whatever, I engaged one evening with them, and every time that they would toast me, I would drink water because I'm a diabetic, and they would drink vodka. Well, after a whole lot of toasts, their lips kind of loosened up, and I asked them, what mode is used most of the time? And they told me. And I asked, what percent of the time is that mode used? And they told me it was about 90%. So then I found out the number two, the number three, and the number four modes, which when you added all the percentages together, you got over 99%. So our very first product to market contained those four modes, and it's still a very popular product today. So I used
a little James. You have to thank vodka.
Yeah.
You know, we started your company.
And a number of James Bond movies, right?
Right, yeah.
So, anyway, for the
listeners that may not be familiar with your device, maybe if you could try to describe it and exactly what does it do, how can it help people?
Right, well, my device is a small handheld piece of electronics that's about the size of a mouse on a computer. It has metal electrodes built into the backside of it that you can hold the device in one hand and place the electrodes against your skin with the other. And when you turn it on, it then puts pulses through your skin. Well, with every pulse going through the skin, the electrical properties of the tissue change. And when that happens, the pulses that we generate also change. So we have a continuously changing signal that avoids the body adapting to the signal. And it's one that's been found to excite the C fibers of the nervous system. And those are the fibers which work with the brain to produce neuropeptides. So I think the whole theory of operation behind this kind of technology is how do you accelerate the body's production of these neuropeptides to address what's wrong? And the pulses we put out are fairly high voltage to start with, plus or minus a couple of hundred volts, but very low in current. And then over time, the voltage comes down, and the signals quit changing when the tissue quits changing, and the device measures that and signals the user that they've treated that spot long enough. So maybe you could explain
for the listeners who may not be familiar with C fibers and neuropeptides exactly in very simple terms, what exactly are they and how can that benefit the user?
Right. Well, neuropeptides are your body's natural pharmacy. All of your hormones are neuropeptides. Serotonin is a neuropeptide. Endorphins and enkephalons are neuropeptides. And they're the ones that help you control pain. And nitric oxide is a neuropeptide, and that's a neuropeptide that the body makes to increase circulation in an area. Now, you got the A fibers and B fibers communicate certain things to the body, but the C fibers are the ones that work with the brain to produce the neuropeptides. So we needed our signal to be of a size and shape to stimulate the C fibers. Today's modern muscle stimulators and TENS devices do not stimulate C fibers. They stimulate A and B. So it takes a special signal to stimulate the C fibers, and that's what we've done.
Well, it sounds to me like you can selectively stimulate these fibers to produce particular neurohormones, neuroendocrines, selectively. Is that true? So you could produce something, serotonin or...
Ed, I'm not sure that that's true, but the brain is involved in the process, and your DNA is involved. So when you stimulate the C fibers, it's my opinion that the brain looks down there and says what's wrong and decides what neuropeptides to send down.
Interesting. So if there's inflammation, then the brain will send something to decrease the inflammation. If there's degeneration or maybe loss of circulation, the brain will send a signal.
Rather than me claiming that my technology actually heals something, I believe the body is going through a natural process, and that all we're really doing is producing a neural stimulator that accelerates the natural processes for the body to take care of itself.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the mechanism, because I do a lot of microcurrent, frequency-specific microcurrent, and we're always running not only current, but we're running in a specific frequency to stimulate a particular tissue. Trying to get the harmonic of that frequency to match the tissue, and the feeling is, and of course this is based on clinical results and observation, that when you do have the right signal, the right frequency, and it matches the tissue, you're going to get a positive result. I agree with you, the body is what does the healing, that we're just stimulating, this is acting like a catalyst, the time to get the biochemical process or the neurological cascade in motion to produce healing.
I think that's a better way to think about it. Now, we have a series of devices that are meant for home use where all of the modes of the devices are preset by us at the factory. And then we have a device that we produce primarily for physicians, and it's got the ability for someone like yourself, Ed, to actually set up the frequencies that you want. So if you want half a hertz or 2 hertz or 7 hertz or 121 hertz, you can set those up.
Well, the thing I really like about your device, and every time I go hiking in the Grand Canyon or I go on a long trip where I'm in the wilderness, I want to take something with me to kind of treat the musculoskeletal problems or minor injuries, I just can't rave enough. I don't know how many times I've seen it, an ankle problem or a sprain or an insect bite, an allergic reaction, all sorts of things that can develop and you're looking for a first aid device. So it's truly remarkable what the microcurrent can do in an emergency situation. I also like it because it's extremely lightweight. You can, carry it in your pocket, and it's just a nifty device. But we're coming up to another break, and I'm sure that a lot of listeners out there are intrigued about this machine, and they might be interested in attending the Avazia training that's coming up in May. It's May 10th and 11th. Let me just double-check on those dates. So May 11th and 12th at the Wellness Center. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what is going to happen at this Level 1 training, how it can benefit you. And if you are interested, please give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. And this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me is Tim Smith, a brilliant electrical engineer that guided the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back, and we're talking about some exciting new electrical devices that can possibly help you. So we'll be right back after this break.
News Radio. I'm Melissa Rayberger. The U.S. Secretary of State and his Japanese counterpart say North Korea will find ready partners for dialogue if it steps back from the warlike rhetoric. Here's NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
John Kerry has now opened the door to direct U.S. peace talks with North Korea, appealing for a step back from the threat of war, even as though the North has flatly rejected South Korea's offer of direct talks with them, calling it a, quote, cunning ploy.
A new study by the National Taxpayer Advocate finds that people who own construction or rental real estate businesses may be more likely to fudge on their taxes than owners of other types of businesses. The analysis of IRS data used for audits also shows large clusters of potential tax cheats in five metropolitan areas: Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, Atlanta, and the District of Columbia. Former President George W. Bush has become a grandfather. His daughter, Jenna Bush Hager, gave birth to her first child last night in New York City. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center, working our way through a nice weekend with 90-degree temperatures. We change it around, though, the first of the week. Again, very windy. We're mid-80s tomorrow, low-80s Tuesday, and upper 70s by Wednesday. Jim Howell, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 89 degrees.
Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Visit galleryofguns.com today. At galleryofguns.com, you'll find our huge wholesale inventory of firearms on sale through 4,000-plus dealers nationwide. Choose from thousands of models from manufacturers like Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Taurus, to name just a few. Not an auction site, you receive access to a huge wholesale inventory of firearms with exact pricing, and all fees are included. Visit galleryofguns.com today.
Attention women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the five most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Call Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat, and with me is Tim Smith. And we're talking about microcurrent technology. We're talking about the Avasia microcurrent machine. And we're talking how this remarkable device can help you and help relieve your pain and help improve your health. And Tim is also, in addition to being part of the Avasia Level 1 training, which is going to be held May 11th and 12th at the Wellness Center, he's going to be the keynote speaker at the 7th Annual Microcurrent Case Conference, which will be held in October. This is a wonderful meeting where microcurrent companies from all over the United States come together and as we present cases and technology. So it's a great opportunity to learn a lot more about microcurrent. So, Tim, you're Avasia Level 1 training, and that's going to be May 11th and 12th at the Wellness Center. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes on in the training and why it might interest some of the listeners?
Yes, I will. Typically, we have all sorts of people there for training. We have MDs, we have chiropractors, we have physical therapists, and we have patients that have particular problems they'd like to solve. So we kind of span the gap, and we teach the, if you would, the people that have problems that are not medical professionals how to use the very simple devices. And then the medical professionals, we spend about 2 days showing them how to use our top-of-the-line device we call ProSport. Now, the ProSport has more than 20 different operating modes that you can just select one and use it. And then it has a mode that allows the physician to set up the frequencies that he or she wants to use. Like some physicians believe that, there's a frequency of so many hertz for nerves or tendons and another frequency for inflammation. So, you know, based on their medical knowledge, they've got the ability in our device to set those frequencies up. So we go through and we teach usually about 6 protocols, takes 2 days to teach it, that will provide relief for literally hundreds of kinds of conditions. And during the 2 days, the physicians, the practitioners, get a lot of hands-on experience. In fact, we buddy up in pairs and treat one another to learn how to use it and also deal with the pain that the people taking the class may have. So it's a very hands-on. It's exciting. We get rave reviews out of this thing. And I think the thing is that the device is small. It fits in your hand. We have some accessories that we can plug into it that makes it easy to get the signals to hard to get to places on the body. And they walk out realizing, hey, this technology really works. It's easy to use. It's not harmful. And it can bring a patient relief from severe pain in like just a few minutes. So that's
well, I was at one of the level one trainings in Texas, and there's always a few patients or even doctors in the audience who have some chronic pain or chronic ailment. And, of course, they want to put it to the test of the machine, you know, before they buy it. Well, let's see if you can take care of my pain or discomfort. And, it's quite remarkable that some of these individuals have been suffering with chronic pain for years and been unresponsive or very poorly responsive to conventional treatment. And the Avizia will just take it away almost instantly. And I have to joke because in my office, I mainly treat eye problems. And, of course, we always have patients that maybe have some arthritis or chronic inflammation of the joint. And they want to know if I can do anything about it. And I tell them, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a free treatment with this device, but it may end up costing you a lot of money because you're going to probably end up buying the machine. And sure enough, after 5 or 10 minutes, I'll treat the chronic pain, and they just got to have the machine. So it's truly remarkable. So any of the listeners out there who do have some chronic pain, and put this machine to the test.
We found
if there's any patient survivor listening out there, you know, I'd be happy to treat you in my office with the Avizia device. But you were saying, Tim?
It's not so obvious to the lay people that like dentists have a lot of problems, pain problems, chronic pain problems as a result of the way they have to contort their wrist to hold the instruments in the mouth of a patient, they end up with carpal tunnel syndrome. Okay, and our device relieves that pain quite efficiently. Another Dr. Bond that had severe problem at his neck and shoulders from the position he had to sit in while he's working on his patients, and his neck was so stiff he had practically no rotating range of motion, and one therapy with the device, and his boy, he was like, I can move. And it was pretty exciting.
Yes, it's really a fun seminar. I get to meet a lot of interesting people, and I was really impressed at the way the seminar is conducted, because you review a lot of the basic history of the machine and a lot of the theory, and at the same time, there's a lot of opportunity for hands-on work.
Right. So we have quite a number of people that come to the level one training, and then over time they come back more than once because they got a lot of questions and it's a lot of material packed into 2 days.
But I like to tell patients, you know, it's a relatively simple machine if you know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you buy the machine and you don't have any type of training, you're going to be frustrated, and you're not going to know the full scope of what the machine can do. Because I know I was victim to that. I bought the entry level of Avasia, and I thought that would just take care of everything. And then when I went to the training and find out how wonderful the pro sport was and all the different features you had in pro sport, including some of the frequencies to run pulse electromagnetic field. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that, because your device is an inexpensive entry level to get involved with the pulse electromagnetic field.
Right. So what I think treating people with magnetic pulses is a much newer area of thought than treating them with microcurrents. But if you have a device with the right kind of coils in it and crystals in it, you can generate magnetic pulses that have the same damped sinusoidal waveform of my signals, of the Avasia microcurrent signals. And we're finding that those signals appear to have tremendous impact on pain and other problems. And I believe when we're through with enough research, we'll be able to say that these kind of signals can be used to accelerate healing. I think the world already knows that magnetic signals can be used to accelerate bone healing and broken bones. I think that's well published. But other kinds of healing will take a little more research before we can say it, but I'm quite sure we're going to have positive results.
Well, I just finished treating a series of 30 patients with macular degeneration or glaucoma. I was asked to present a lecture at the annual College of Photonics meeting, which is being held the first weekend in May. And incidentally, I think I did invite you to that meeting. Are you planning to attend?
Well, I had the May 5th. Was that when it is?
Yeah, I think it's the 4th and 5th, the first weekend in May. But I was asked to present my data on the use of the pulse electromagnetic field in treating chronic eye problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's April 3rd and 5th.
May
3rd and 5th, Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And for those listeners, it's going to be at St. Pete Beach, Florida. And this is a seminar that's also open to the public. Primarily, it deals with light therapy, the use of light to heal chronic inflammation, to treat eye problems. It's a wonderful meeting. Actually, it's probably my favorite meeting of the year. It's a great group of eye doctors to get together that are using not only microcurrent, but also light. And I think a lot of them are interested in the pulse electromagnetic field. In fact, it might be a good idea, Tim, that if you get your company to see if you can get a booth at that seminar.
Okay. I'm not sure that
some information.
Yeah, it's kind of late notice, but I'm pretty sure I can be out there.
Great. We're coming up to another break, and you're listening to Healthy Vision, and my guest is Tim Smith, and we just have a lot of really exciting activities that are going on at the Wellness Center. We have the Avasia Level 1 training, which is May 11th and 12th. Those of you that are interested in light therapy, the Symptonic Conference is the first weekend in May, and in October we have our annual Case Conference. So there's a lot of good training out there, good courses. For those of you that are interested in learning these technologies, not only to take care and improve your health, wonderful, wonderful devices to help improve your vision, and of course that's been my interest. So when we come back, I want Tim to talk a little bit about what he feels is going to be the future of microcurrent. So you don't want to miss this. You're listening to Healthy Vision, and my guest is Tim Smith, and we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Can changing your voice change your health and vision? Homeopathic doctors have observed an emotional component that is the cause or contributing factor to disease. This emotion is linked to your voice. There are now methods of analyzing and changing tones in your voice that are linked to disease. As you speak, your voice carries the energy and your perception of the world. Voice reframing is a technique that facilitates a different view of your perception and can help improve your health. The primary feedback comes from changing your voice. EVOX perception reframing is a technique to change these old perceptions that may be causing you to be stuck and damaging your health. We are offering 3 days of EVOX perception reframing at the Florida Wellness Center at a 50% discount for the first 10 callers. Call 800-430-9328. Yes, that's a savings of $225. Call now to see if you qualify. This discount is limited to only the first 10 callers. EVOX voice reframing is a technique that can help improve your health. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328.
Get the lead out. We are waking up to the fact that we are born with 1,000 times more lead in our bones than was present 700 years ago. It is adversely affecting your eyes, vision, and your brain and memory. Elevated lead is contributing to cataracts, macular degeneration, and many neurological problems. Dr. Kondrat's new Ocular Detox is a complete detox formula to help remove heavy metals and improve your vision and neurological health. How do you determine if you have lead? The 6-hour urine test is the best way to determine if you have heavy metals. This test is essential to determine your body's toxic load. We are offering a special on Dr. Kondrat's Ocular Detox formula and the 6-hour urine test for heavy metals. Call now and you will save 20% on both the urine test and Dr. Kondrat's Ocular Detox formula. Call now at 800-430-9328. Begin to take this step to improve your health and vision. Get the lead out now. 800-430-9328. How can the Soviet cosmonauts help you restore your lost vision? Lack of pulse electromagnetic energy, or PEMF, contributed to the cosmonauts' severe decline in health. This new therapy, recently featured on the Dr. Oz Show, is taking the nation by storm. Now this technology is being investigated to restore lost vision. We are offering 5 days of free PEMF treatments at the Florida Wellness Center. Yes, we are offering this treatment free if you qualify. You must have glaucoma or macular degeneration, and you need to stay at the center for 5 days. You will receive 2 treatments a day at no charge. Call 800-430-9328. Limited to 30 people. Call 800-430-9328 to see if you qualify. Do you have glaucoma or macular degeneration? Call now to see if you qualify for 5 days of free PEMF treatment. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits, taking them for face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you may have the potential to earn tens of thousands of dollars more, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. So take the first step and get a copy of our complimentary report, The Social Security Decisions Guide. 877-500-0350. That's 877-500-0350.
Evolution or creation? Did Charles Darwin leave us with a legacy, or did he devote his life to a fantasy? Did God form man from the dust of the earth, or did we evolve from lower life forms? That burning question is the topic for discussion on Exploring God's Creation, Saturdays at 9:30 p.m.
I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona, and I've got a way for you to get the word out about what you do. Do an airtime 15-minute segment on my primetime radio show. Call me at area code 602-228-4629, networkingarizona.net.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
Healthy Vision, this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Ben Smith, the engineer that helped guide the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back, and he's also the president and founder of Avazia Corporation, a company that makes state-of-the-art microcurrent devices to treat various medical conditions. And Tim, I thought we could have some fun this last segment, and maybe I'm really curious to hear your opinion of what the future of microtechnology is going to be. If you had that crystal ball and you could go 20 years into the future, what do you think awaits us?
Okay. What I see going out for the next several years is I see a further refinement of the product to be used at home. I see it becoming smaller and easier to use, and I see being able to have training programs online so that the people at home could see what to do for themselves. So I see an increase in personal responsibility for your own care. And then for the professional units, our devices take data, and this data we give in a readout to people like yourself, Dr. Kondrat. And I see that if we take that data and record it properly, it becomes a medical record of what we've done. I also see that in the span of 20 years, we could well couple this technology with the technology used in the semiconductor manufacturing industry called artificial intelligence. And by having a self-guided direction, in other words, the computer would tell you where to put the electrodes. It would take data and then tell you where to put the electrodes for the next spot and take data. And through an iterative process, the computer would actually tell you the right spot to go treat and would select the mode to treat it with. And just really bring power to the hands of the physicians by doing that. And that's stuff that's actually practical today, but it's the regulatory people are slow at adapting technologies such as artificial intelligence. So it might have a long path to go through to get there. I see combining light therapy, pulsed electromagnetic wave therapy, and neural stimulation coming out of one handheld device that'll be probably about the size of the device we build right now. Okay.
And, right now, you were talking about artificial intelligence. So right now, the machine is dependent on the intelligence of the user.
Correct.
Because your machine does give you a certain feedback in terms of what areas need to be treated, what areas have an electrical imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you begin to understand the mechanics of the Avazia device, you can kind of do a little bit of diagnostics, and that's one of the things I do like about the machine.
Mm-hmm.
You get an energy reading over an area of the body. And that energy reading tells you whether it's deficient in electrons, whether it's an excess, or in layman's terms, do you have degeneration or inflammation? And physician, that's one of my goals is when I evaluate somebody, I want to know whether it's degeneration or inflammation, and then I can make an intelligent decision on how to treat them.
Right. And also the device will tell you information related to the rate of progress of the therapy.
Right, exactly. After you do a 5 or 10 minute treatment, you reassess, and you can determine how effective your treatment is. So it's a way to get kind of like a biofeedback from the physical body. In addition, of course, the patient will tell you, well, I'm having less pain, or there's less inflammation, less discomfort. So not only is the machine giving you some feedback, the patient is also.
Correct. So this data, if you imagine, you know, we're at the threshold where our next generation products will have a RF device in it for transmitting the data over to a laptop. And this would then allow us to apply software to it and plot curves and give you even more information to look at.
And I really think that's going to be the secret to treating a lot of chronic eye problems. You know, I'm trying my best to determine the right frequency, the right current to reduce the inflammation and stimulate healing. But if I had some type of feedback device that was generated on my computer screen, I could look at that and say, well, I got to tweak it this direction, or I have to change it that direction in order to get a match to stimulate the body's healing. I think that would be a phenomenal tool to help.
Yeah.
Physicians and therapists.
You know, Ed, you made a statement when I was out at your clinic last time that any physical anomaly of the body can reflect itself in the pressure on the eyeballs, okay, or the eye pressure. And there was this lady there with a horrible neck problem. And when we relieved that neck problem, which was a pain problem with the Avazia device, the pressure on one of her eyeballs dropped, which I you know, to me as a layman, I was just fascinated. I mean, blew me away.
Well, you know, there's an energetic connection. And, of course, the Chinese identified that 5,000 years ago with their different meridians. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the liver meridian, which goes from, you know, the toes through your leg, your liver to the eye,
mm-hmm.
That particular meridian can affect the eye in many different ways. So a lot of acupuncturists, if someone has an eye problem, you could actually treat the feet and get some type of response. So I think there's a common misconception that the treatment of any disease, it has to be right over that particular area. But
right, it can be in a remote spot.
It can be in a remote spot. And one area of interest for me right now is understanding the physiology of the gut, abnormalities of the gut. I've always been a big advocate of detoxifying a person, and mm-hmm. I felt that that could help disease. And we use a lot of microcurrent frequencies to detox, because sometimes a persistent inflammation or a persistent problem is not going to be corrected until you take care of the corresponding aspect in the gut. That may seem mm-hmm. kind of odd, but I think Hippocrates says, made the statement that all disease begins in the gut. And at first I thought that meant just by it's the food we eat, but I think it's much more than that. There's an energetic component, and I think that might be an aspect that microcurrent can adjust. You know, adjusting the energy meridians that somehow are involved with the gut. But I can't believe it. We are running out of time, Tim.
Well, that's an interesting topic.
We could be on for another hour, but I want to thank you so much for taking time to join us on Healthy Vision. And for the listeners out there, you can join Tim May 11th and 12th, and also another Avazia trainer, Dan Stoll, and myself. We're going to be doing the Avazia Level 1 training at the Wellness Center in Florida. And Tim is going to be the keynote speaker for the Microcurrent Case Conference in October, which should be a really fun meeting. So if you do want more information, you can give our office a call at 800-430-9328. Or the Avazia website is www.avazia.com. So this is your host, Dr. Kondrat, thanking you for listening to Healthy Vision. And until next week, I wish you good health and clear vision.
Adjusted for Life Wellness Center is your one-stop health destination. We empower our patients to see health and wellness as a lifestyle rather than a quick fix. Adjusted for Life Wellness Center focuses on reversing chronic conditions. We are truly passionate about helping people live healthy lives. Take a good look in the mirror. If poor health is not allowing you to live life to the fullest, call us at 480-802-9977. That's 480-802-9977.
All aboard Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express.
Listen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m., Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. Become one of our lucky winners as we give away free gold and silver coins.
Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express.
Are you underwater on your home?
Honey, grab the snorkel and find a let's go short sale.
Short sales are the solution. Find out more on the Elk Realty Show, Wednesdays at noon.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. the home of the Dennis Miller Show.
KFNX News Time. It's 6 o'clock.